encourage all the students in Sunday school learn to give.
我们鼓励你们要学会给予，小孩就是 Sunday school 的小孩学会给予。
No, yesterday I watched the YouTube video. It's very touching.
昨天我看了一个 YouTube 的这视频，很感动我。
This boy, he went to Tsinghua University. Do you know it's easy to go to Tsinghua?
有一个孩子去了清华大学，去清华容易吗？
Is it easy to go to Tsinghua?
他们不知道，
非常。You don't know. Okay, Tsinghua is one of the top university in China.
那清华呢，在我们中国是一个基本上是最好的一个大学。
Basically, if you want to go to Tsinghua, you have to be number one, number two in the whole high school.
那你要去的话，至少在你的高中要是第二名。
This boy, his mother actually sitting in the wheelchair.
那这个孩子呢，他的妈妈是就是坐轮椅的。
Even before he was married.
啊，甚至在结婚以前呢，他就已经在轮椅上了。
So because he's paralyzed, so her parents say, okay, nobody to marry, so marry the man who has some mental problem.
那这个女孩呢，就是因为没有办法结婚呢，她父母呢就安排了一个就是有精神疾病的一个男性。
So when they give birth to this boy.Both of the parents thought there might be problems.
那呢，结婚生下了这个男孩，但他们父母都觉得这个孩子可能不是很健康。
But it happened, the boy is very healthy.
但是这个孩子反倒是非常的健康。
So make the story short. When he grew up, even from the very 5 years old, he cook for the family.
那在他的成长过程，他五岁的时候就开始为他的父母来煮饭。
And when his mother was sick, he pushed the wheelchair to go to the neighborhood to borrow money so that his mother can go to hospital.
他就是他妈妈病的时候呢，他就推着轮椅呢去外面借钱，让他的妈妈可以去医院。
Okay, come to listen, guys. You need to listen. Ben, come to listen.Ben and Danny, you guys need to listen. Listen how to be a good man.
听到了吗 ，Danny?
In the future, you're a useful man and respected by people.
长大以后才能够被人尊重 ，Danny.
So this man, this boy, you see, when he was in the middle school, he actually go to the garbage can to dig those, bottles and stuff to sell to help the family.
他这个中学的时候呢，他就去捡垃圾来卖钱，帮助家庭。
He didn't ever tell his parents.
他从来都没有把这个事情告诉他的父母。
However, when he was sick, like months, he couldn't go to school.
那他自己也生病的时候，不能上学的时候。
But when he go to the school, he knows he works really hard.
但是他一旦上学呢，他就会非常的认真。
He never thought he's a special person from a poor family.
他不觉得自己是一个很特别的人。
He said, "Because I have so much love from my parents."
因为呢，他有这样的爱给他的父母。
From the parents.
从父母那得到这样的爱。
His lack of nothing.
他并是一无所缺。
And you know the story. Story is that he go to the top university in China.
那呢，就是你也知道故事，就是他后来去了中国最好的大学。
And the principal of this university came to visit his home because he's very curious about this boy.
那呢，他甚至大学的校长都要去看他的家，因为这个大学校长对他的家庭非常感兴趣。
When he opened the door and come in, he found the whole household is like a garbage, those stations.
那他来到这个家，看到这个家就像垃圾。
垃圾场 because literally they are collecting garbage and sort out and still sell those.
因为他们就是捡垃圾，然后来卖这些垃圾。
The principal was really touched.
那这个校长非常的感动。
And I believe this man will be very different from any other university students.
这个男孩呢，跟其他的大学生是很不一样。
You know why he is different?
为什么他不一样呢？
Maybe other students are very good with the mind, okay? Good at study.
那有一些其他学生可能非常聪明，学习很好。
But this man knows how to love, how to give.
但是这个男孩呢，知道怎么样给予，怎么样爱。
So this is an amazing story.
这是一个很
奇妙的故事。So when you guys go to Sunday school at your home, learn always help parents in the school help give.
那你们在回家的时候，你们要学会怎么样帮助你的父母，在学校也是要学会给予。
Any person's value is in giving.
那我们人的价值是从我们能够给多少。
Not in how much you have, not in how much you take.
而不是你能够得到多少，或者是你拥有多少。
I just let you know this is a short story, but you guys remember what is my emphasis? Give.
那呢，我希望你们记住这个故事。我的重点就是我们要学会给。
When you give.You are valuable.
当你可以给的时候呢，你才是有价值。
When you give, you are respected.
当你给予的时候呢，你才有，你才会被尊重。
When you give, you are happy.
当你给的时候，你才会幸福。
When you give, you will win a lot of people.
当你给予的时候呢，你才能够赢得人心。
Am I right? Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay, let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for our younger generation.
我们为我们的下一代来感恩。
Thank you that you give them a wonderful mind.
我们感谢你给他们一个美好的心灵。
They can understand things quickly.
他们可以能够很快的来理解。
Lord, we also pray that you will give them a beautiful heart.
我们也为他们的心来祷告。
They will become a lovely people. Wherever they go, they are going to give.
他们去任何地方，他们都可以来给予。
And start from the family and the Sunday school.
从星期天的主日学跟从自己的家庭就开始。
Lord, we also know that you are able.
主啊，我们也相信主啊，你是可以。
When we together call upon your name, your Holy Spirit will move upon them.
当我们呼求祷告的时候，你的圣灵就来在他们身上运行。
They will be built up.
他们就会被建造。
They will become just like Jesus, have gained favor in front of God and in front of man.
他们就可以像耶稣一样，在人和神面前都满。
Lord, we bless today's session.
主啊，我们为今天的这个主日学祷告。
May you be with them.
愿你与他们同在。
May you bless our teacher.
也祝福我们的主日学老师。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. 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 Amen.Hello, Tamara.
Oh, 他在那里，他来了。
Well, Tamara is here. Hello. Oh, you are the Sunday school? No, no.
No.
Okay, I thought you are on the Zoom, so we want to pray for you. Okay, okay, that's fine. Later on, we pray.So later on we pray for you.
Thank you.
Benny. 再次的欢迎大家一起来到神的殿里面。
Once again, we welcome you all to come to the house of the Lord.
那来到了。主的家里面，我们常常就想到，就是我是来敬拜神的。
So we come to the house of the Lord. We come here to worship Him.
就像今天我们所读的经，神跟我们有约，他纪念我们跟他立的约。
So just like the scripture that we read this morning, that He remembered the covenants with us.
他永远纪念他和我们立的约。
He will always remember the covenants that He made with us.
他说和我们同在。他就会和我们同在。
He said he is with us. He is true. He's truly with us.
不管你是今天感觉好还是不好。
Whether you're feeling good or not.
他和我们同在。
He is with you, with us.
但是问题呢，就是你是不是和他同在
？So the question is, are you with him?
这是要问的问题。
So that is the question that we should be asking.
但我们真的来。和他能够这个成为一体，就是真正在敬拜中，真正在这个生活里面呢，真正借着信心，就是来 和他 连在一起的时候 那就不一样。
So when we truly by faith united with him, our life will be different.
那其中跟他连接的一种方式呢，是我们彼此要连接。
So one way of uniting with our Jesus is that all of us, brother, sister, united first.
就说今天呢，我觉得神可能会感动这一段时间会讲讲这个基督的身体这样一个真理。
So I felt maybe in this season we will talk more about the body of Christ.
那我们先来读一段经文。
So we will read a scripture.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter four.
Yeah. 我们从第一节先读到这个十六节。
So we will read from verse 1 to 16.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，心思为人，就等于蒙召的恩相称。
As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐和唯一的心。
Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜。
There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to be one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，关乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
我们个人蒙恩，都是照基督所连给个人的恩赐。
But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it.
所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people.
即说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？
What does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly realm?
那降下的就是原生诸天之上要充满万有。
He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
To equip his people for his work of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
只等到我们众人在正道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and belong here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful schemes.
唯用爱心说诚实话，方式长进，连于元首基督。
Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become, in every respect, the mature body of Him who is the head, that is the Christ.
全省都靠他联络的合适，拜解各按各职，照着个体的功用，彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
From Him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament.Grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
这里讲到一个比喻呢，就是基督的是一个身体，用身体来，比喻这个基督的教会。
So it's a parable that compares the body as for the church itself.
那这里讲到呢，就是我们这个身体上的各节，拜节各按各职呢，要彼此相助，联络的合适。
So he says that our whole ligaments are joined together and you know supporting each other.
我想这个道理大家都清楚。
So you probably all understand the parable.
那我们的身体上各个关节都要连接得很好，不然它很痛。
So all of our ligament has to work together, otherwise we will be in pain.
我们教会里面的成员、家庭的成员都要有很好的关系。
So we have to have a good relationship with our church, with our family.
但是呢，使徒保罗说呢，我为主被囚的劝你们。
But Paul said, me being held by captive by the Christ, I want to persuade you to, you know, like, talk to you with
that. 为什么这样讲呢？就是好多道理大家明白啊，大家做的时候呢，不做的，做不来。或者做不来，或者没时间做忘记了，就是保罗的醒的呢，就是这个非常重要，我要劝你们。
So we wanted to do it, but sometimes we're weak in our actions. That's why Paul say, as a prisoner of the Lord, I urge you to do that.
而且他说我这为主被囚的。
So I am a prisoner for the Lord.
就像我刚才讲的那个小孩子的爸爸妈妈，你看我都残废，我劝你孩子呀。
Just like the story I shared earlier on, the parents, they both are sick. So, so as a parent, they urge the kid.
就是我付了多大的代价。
So how much price I have paid already?
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
保罗就说我付的代价，你明白吗？
So that's what Paul is saying, that I have already paid the price. Do you understand that?
主耶稣付的代价，你明白吗？
Do you understand the price that Christ has paid for you?
但是呢，知道他。要劝弟兄姐妹。
So he know that he has to, you know, urge the brothers and sisters.
他知道这个弟兄姐妹啊，就是说我们不能去要求，或者去今天定个规矩，他就做，他不是这样的。
So because that he knew that for brothers and sisters, he cannot make, you know, requirements for them to follow or make a law for them to follow.
昨天我听一个牧师，他在教导很多的牧师关于怎么样去这个牧养年轻人。他说第一个。不要教导他们，千万不要教导他们。当然可能有点极端，他就说千万不能教导他们。
So yesterday,
他说要 train them， 要训练他们。
So yesterday I was watching a pastor speaking to the other pastors about how to teach the younger generation. He said one thing is you do not
don't teach,
but train, train them instead.
可能他有一个系列，我只是看了他第一段，我就说，我看他是一个。挺有声量的一个。
So, maybe he made a series about that, but only watch one episode. So he is a person with is highly regarded.
那所以呢，就是说我们需要彼此的劝勉，而且需要圣灵的工作。
So we need to urge, train each other, and we also need to have the work of the Holy Spirit.
而且我们要来为彼此来代祷。
And we also have to intercede for each other.
因为后面讲到呢，就是会讲到什么，做小孩子的时候中了人的诡计，欺骗的法术，一脚指缝飘来飘去，随从各样的异端，就是我们有一个仇敌，他会来搅扰我们。
Because here it says that we are no longer infants tossed back and forth by the wind, so that means that we have an enemy that is there to, you know, trying to stop us.
圣经上讲的仇敌来是做什么的？盗贼来，仇窃、毁坏、杀害。
So Bible says the enemy comes to steal, to destroy, and to kill.
所以你发现了好多时候啊，就是我们在这个工作的地方啊，如果老板骂你两句，同事说你的坏话，你第二天高高兴兴还是去上班。那教会里面如果有一个一点点事情发生，他就说我不喜欢，不喜欢。
So maybe during your workplace, you know, your colleagues gossip about you, or your boss say something bad about you. However, the next day you still go to work like happily, right? But however, in a church, if some brothers and sisters offended you, and then you will say, okay, I'm no longer going to this church.
那为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为教会有一个敌人是撒旦。
Because there's an enemy called Satan in the church.
你工作的地方呢，可能撒旦是你的朋友，所以呢他不会骚扰你。
Maybe in your workplace Satan is your friend, so he's not there to, you know, stir you up.
你知道我就很吃惊，我们的家乡呢以前那个场馆啊，那商场的工作态度特别坏，后来我回去呢特别好，我说怎么回事啊？
So in my hometown,the place where I used to be, like all the service workers in the restaurant, in the mall, they are very bad in their attitudes. However, this time when I went back, they seem very good to the customers.
这次上次回去我就去一个场馆呢，就在里面转了一下，它有包厢啊这些东西，看墙上都贴着 你一定要微笑，怎么样怎么样，你不微笑要扣你多少工资，对吧？
So there's a restaurant I went to my hometown this time, and then they have those requirements written on the wall saying that you have to smile to the customers. If you do not smile, they will deduct a certain percentage of your wages of your wages.
那所以呢，就是这些工作的人为了这个钱的话，他没问题啊，他可以forgive 他没有问题的。
So for the money's sake, so the customers, I mean sorry, the employees were able to forgive the customers, you know, they have to smile.
也能够来彼此原谅，对不对？也能够原谅老板，对不对？
They can also forgive their boss.
所以这次回去他们的态度可好。
So this I went by, and then all their attitudes were so good.
为什么？因为他们为了钱可以合一，可以做一切的事情。
Why? Because the sake of money, they can be united. They can be nice to people.
那我们的主比钱要重要多少倍？
So how much more important is our Lord compared in comparison to money?
我们的主的救恩国度比金钱要重要多少？
So the salvation, the kingdom of God is so much more important than money.
我们可能头脑知道，但是呢，我们有一个敌人。
So even though our mind understands it, but remember we have an enemy.
所以保罗，好的时候，使徒保罗，我就随时写信，我觉得他很委屈，写的信都很委屈。
So when I read the letters from Paul, it seems that he is very, very low, you know, like a low state.
Humiliated kind of thing.
Are written in, like a lot of letters were written in humility.
我作为这个长辈保罗，我应该可以要求你，但是呢，我现在这里。
So a lot of time he would say, as the elder of the church, I could be, you know, like, require you to do that, but instead, I will ask you instead.
因为这是非常非常重要的东西，但是呢，当我们新出来的时候，要靠主的能力。
It is very important thing, but however, in our action, we need the power of the Lord to help us.
所以，但是主的方法呢，很特别。
But Lord's ways is very special.
主的方法呢，好多时候是世人看不起的方法。
So a lot of ways from the Christ is something that people will look down on.
但是主的方法呢，是真正工作的方法。
However, the Lord's way is a way that actually works.
他就是用爱。
So he is using the work of love.
所以主耶稣圣经里面，当我被举起的时候，要吸引万人来归我。
That's why Jesus said, "When I rise up, I will draw people, thousands of people to me."
他要吸引人来归他。
He will attract people, like draw people's attention to him.
他作为上帝的话，他是不是可以来抓他来，对不对？
So,
可以的吧
？So as God, he can be use his own way to, you know, hold people to him.
那全能的上帝难道不能抓你来吗
？Like Almighty God, can He not hold you to Him?
Grasp
you to Him, yeah.
但是他不采取这样的。
However, He does not use this.
因为神的国度将来的天堂呢，都是大家都非常的幸福，都是自愿的去天堂的。
Because kingdom of God, people that in the kingdom of God, they are all willing to be in His presence.
但是呢，主的这样一个办法呢？就是说，我们在实践起来的时候呢，也要付上很多的代价。
But when we practice God's way, we need to pay a price.
所以在座的人呢，就是神放在这里成了一个种子，我们要来带到。
So,
我们要来自己先要靠主来兴出来。
So here we are as a seed. We need to first of all pray for ourselves, and then we need to pray for others, intercede for others.
我们的神的能力活在我们身上的时候呢？别人会知道神是真的。
When the power of God works in us, people will recognize that God is in us.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天呢，我们坐在这里的人，看起来我们人数少，但是是被神拣选，你是被神拣选的。
So you are chosen by God, even though we are few people, but
we are chosen.
You have to become the seed.
告诉你旁边的说，你是被神拣选。
Tell the people next to you that you are chosen.
你就是那种子。
You are the seed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
那我呢，神给我一个信心呢，就是先这也向我发育 好几次 email 过去发育，他说我看你栽了几棵树呢，就都变成大森林。
So Pastor Emil has prophesied over me that I see in your vision that you planted a few trees and the trees become a forest.
所以神让我好的时候，所以我的教会小呢，我是没有问题，因为神让我就是栽几棵树。
So I am okay with the number of people in our church because God is only asking me to plant a few trees.
你们再去栽更多的树。
And you guys will go and plant more trees.
但是这个栽树的过程是一个就是把生命付出的一个过程。
So the planting trees is a season for you to plant your faith.
那么讲到这里呢，就是说我们基督的身体呢，就是要长得要很健康的，要连在一起。
So as a body of Christ, we need to be conjoined together in a very healthy way.
今天我们主要讲十六节，全神呢要靠他联络的合适。
So we will put our focus on Verse 16.
以后有机会我们再深入，愿意我们讲别的内容。
So if God willing, we will talk about more on other part of the scripture.
那第一个呢，要联络的合适。
So it says we have to join and held together.
那联络的合适的反面什么呢？就是联络的不合适，对吧？
So in the Chinese version, it says you have to join in the right way. So meaning that there might be wrong way for you to join as well.
所以联络的合适呢，我们就该联络的该就是神会让我们该跟该联的人连在一起。
Meaning that we will be joined with the people that God asks us to join together.
那首先我们联络的人呢，当然就是我们的家人。
So first of all, you have to be conjoined with your family members.
那第二要联络的呢，就是我们的教会里面呢，就是哎，神放在你周围的，对吧？最近的。
And also in the church, so you join with those who are close to you.
当然，我们的意念心思里面呢，我们知道整个教会都是要彼此相爱。
But in your mind, you have to understand, as a church, we are all joined together.
但是呢。很实际的来讲，你一个人不可能跟很多人相连。
But in a very practical way, as one person, you cannot be joined with everyone.
大家同意吗
？Do you understand? Do you agree?
那除非你是 Trump 或者 Harris.
Unless you are Donald Trump or Harris.
好像我们都不是。
It seems that we are not.
即使川普，其实他真正能够连接的也就那么多人，但是呢，他有一个麦克风，好多人要听他。
For Donald Trump, actually he can only join with certain amount of people. However, he has a microphone that he can speak and people listen.
因为他的职位，要求他，允许他要跟好多人去宣讲他的想法。
So his position has allowed him to be able to, you know, like share his ideas.
所以呢，我们要联络的合适。联络的合适呢，就是胳膊就是要跟肩膀连。
So we need to be joined in the right way. So our arm has to be joined with our shoulders.
那小腿呢，跟大腿连。
So our leg has to be joined with our thigh.
那你自己叫腿呢，不要跟肩膀连。
So as a leg, you should not be joined with the shoulder.
那什么意思呢？就是有时候我们觉得，哎呀，我很喜欢跟那个人连。
Sometimes you might say, "Oh, I wanna be joined with that person."
我记得我们在母堂的时候，我们有个老牧师呢，他比较有名气，好多人都想跟他连。
So I remember in our mother church that there is an elder pastor. Everyone wants to be joined with him.
但是呢，他又没那么多时间，他也没那个感动，所以有的人就被冒犯了。
But however, he has limited time and he has limited energy.So people will be offended by that.
我们不要被冒犯。
So please do not be offended.
高高兴兴的和你那个该连接的连在一起。
Just happily join with the person that you should be joined with.
这就圣经里面讲的呢，我们谦卑的要谦卑。
So that's what the Bible says. We have to be humble.
当我们谦卑做我们小事上中心的时候呢，神就把大事托管给我们。
When we humble and do the little things, God will give us the bigger things.
当我们在家里面和你觉着和你不起眼的人常常在一起的时候呢，你能做到中心的时候，神把大事也托管给你，和更多的人连接在那个。
So in your family, in your life, if you serve to those who are little, God will be able to give you bigger things to handle.
所以呢，神就今天把，把一些，把我们那个调皮的儿子放在我们的家。神就是你，就是要跟他连接，这是神命令的。
So God have given you the naughty son because God asked you to conjoin with him.
那你逃不掉。
So it's something that you cannot hide.
也不要逃。
And do not hide as well. Do not run.
那是你该量的。
So he is the one that you are supposed to join with.
大家清楚我在讲。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你逃了。你还得回来。
If you run away, you
学得该学的功课。
If you run away, you still have to come back. You have to learn your lesson.
哎，比如说婚姻里面，你跟你丈夫、妻子好好的连接。
So in your marriage, conjoin well with your spouse.
中国有句话呢，这个话呢，不太属灵，再讲一下。有句话是：老婆是别人的好，孩子是自己的好。Okay.
So there's a Chinese saying. It's not very holy, but there's a saying. It says that the wife is also.
是不是找地方的？
安
队
长，
不是吧？
安队长，什么？
有两个人要找地方。
You are answering.
You
answered. So there's a saying that as a wife, other people's wives are better than your wife.
对不起，那男人有时候很糟糕啊，糟糕。
Men are very evil.
因为老婆看了，天天看都是一个样，看别人好多像花一样。
So when a man looks at his wife, the wife always looks the same. However, if he go outside and look at other women, they all like flowers. You know, each one is different.
Anyway, 但是呢，神，你要受神的祝福呢。你就受神的祝福呢，你就该连接的你就连，那就是祝福。
But if you want to get the blessing from the Lord, you have to only connect to the person that God wants you to connect.
你像这个，就像大卫一样，大卫娶很多老婆，其实当时是合法的。
So just like David, David has many, many wives. It is legal for him to do that at that time.
啊，大卫的问题就出在哪里？他的这个太喜欢这些女人了。
So and his problem also comes for his lust for women.
所以今天即使合法，你也不要做。
So even
对不起，我没有资历。
Even if it's legal, still do not do it.
所以今天好多东西都 legal 了。
So nowadays a lot of things are legalized.
同性恋也 legal 了，离婚也 legal 了，什么都 legal 了。
It's legal for you to be a LGBT. It's legal for you to divorce.
那所以呢，这个当掰起联络的合适的时候呢，身体就健壮。
So when all the ligaments are joined in the right way, your body will be healthy.
中医有句话叫做痛则不通，通则不痛。
So there's a Chinese medical saying that if everything connected in the right way, you won't have the pain. If you have the pain, that means things are not connected in the right way.
所以我们的关节哪里有痛啊？这肯定是连的有问题，哪里出了问题？所以要按摩一下，还是穴位什么，吃点药什么的，要把它打通。
So if there's a joint that has pain, that means that something is wrong with your nerves.So you have to do something about it.
所以通就意思就是说联络的合适。
So the word 通 means connected in the right way.
关系顺畅，血液能够流动。
So the relationship is right, and then all the blood can flow back and forth.
啊，我们中国人讲的那个气就可以很畅通。
So the Chinese saying the 气 can move.
对，气就很畅通了。
So the 气 is smooth.
所以呢，就是我们要联络的要合适。
So that's why we have to be connected in the right way, conjoined in the right way.
我们可以想象，当我们联络合适时呢，身体很健康的时候呢，有一句话，中国有一句话叫做什么"生龙活虎"。
So when everything works in the right way, there's a saying that you can move like a dragon. You can move like a tiger.
是不是？当健康的时候呢，就是生龙活虎。
So when we are healthy, we can be like dragon, we can be like tigers.
不健康的时候呢，用一个词叫做什么？半死不活。
So if you are not healthy, you will live like half dead.
是不是？大家经历过没有？牙痛的时候，什么痛的时候，你不想做事情。
So have you all experienced that if you have pain like that, like dental pain, you don't want to do anything?
那下面我要强调的是呢，我们这个听起来很好，但是做起来呢，我们必须要靠主。
So I'm going to talk about something that it seems right to do. However, when you do it seems very difficult.
所以十五节呢，讲到一个就是连于元首基督，元首就是头啊，啊头一定要听头的指挥，对吧？
So on verse 15, it says you have to be connected to the head, who is the Christ. So meaning that you have to listen to what the head says.
所以我们的身体都要听头的指挥。如果不身体哪个部位不听头的指挥，那个就是说身体就出了问题。
So our body, whole body, has to listen to what the head says. If you do not listen, then means that there's something wrong with your body.
所以这张特讲的都是一个一子，就是一心，一个身体，一个圣灵，一主一心一心一神。
So here is mentioned a lot of ones. So one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God.
但是最主要的呢，这里我们讲的要着靠着主啊，靠着主要连于元首基督。
But by the Christ we will be, you know, connected.Will be submit to the head of the Christ.
就是在爱中建立自己。
So build each other up in love.
神也会把各样的恩赐会赐下来。
And God will also give different gifts.
那我就做一个见证，就是说见证就是说，第一个我们连接在一起很重要，第二个我们是要靠主。
So first of all, we need to be connected, and then second of all, we need to be connected by Him.
其实就拿我和师母的这个婚姻来讲的话呢，其实我们两个人背景差别非常大，很多人都知道。
So just like me and Susan, our backgrounds are very different.
但是呢，生活着我们在一起呢，就说，就是该联络的，该联络的。
But God has called us to be together because we are the one that's supposed to connect to each other.Attached to each other.
那虽然我们的婚姻里面其实经历也很多，有张力，有时候张力也是很大的事。
So even though we do have some, you know,
tension,
yes.
有时候也有很大的冲突。
And also some struggles in our marriage as well.
但是我们就是不断的靠主。
However, we continue to rely on our Lord.
那我们有一个习惯呢，我们每一天晚上一定会睡觉前一定在一起祷告。
So we have this habit that every day before we sleep, we will pray together.
那其实呢，不是我们喜欢祷告，而是我们不祷告就活不成。
It's not that we like to pray; it's that without prayers, we cannot live.
所以这么短的下来，就是靠着主呢，真的就越做越美。
So all these years, by the power of the Lord, we can be better and better.
就是讲讲，就是说，当我们联络的合适的时候呢，就是成为一个身体啊。它会有很有力量。
So when we connected, attached in the right way, so as a body, we can be powerful.
就举一个讲一个故事，就是怎么样这个神的能力可以借着这个合一来彰显出来。
So I want to share a story to show you how the power of God can be manifested in unity.
那神同样也借着我们弟兄姐妹的合一，教会的合一，也要彰显更大的能力。
And also through the unity of our brothers and sisters, God can manifest His power as well.
在十多年前呢，有一对弟兄姐妹呢就打架，就进了警察局，我就去把警察局里面把他们带出来。
So over 10 years ago, there's a couple. They were like having some kind of violence, like they fight, and then they went to the police station, and I went to get them out.
带出来以后呢，先到我家，我们就坐下来聊一下。
So when I brought them out, I took them to my house and we start talking.
那当时呢，我们就希望就是说，哎，他也希望我们给他们一些建议啊，或者叫做辅导啊。
So they also want to get some counseling from us.
那好，我就当时跟着这个我们的那些当时多家的同工学了一些，要这样做，这样做，这样做，对吧？好，你坐这里，你坐这里，我坐这里。
So I learned some tricks from the Dorcas family ministry. So I asked the couple to sit down.
不过我那天我跟师母讲，我说你跟我一起来坐在这里。
And then I also asked my wife to come and sit with me.
他好多时候他说你辅导婚姻，你去辅导我不去的，我也坐不住，我也不会。
Because a lot of times she doesn't want to be, you know, when I minister to the couples, like she doesn't want to be part of that.
那天我说你要来，我说我们在一起非常重要。
And that day I told her you have to come. Is this important for us to be together?
因为我常常过去就是学习呢，就是说那个在一起的恩膏是非常大，不一定要说话，是在一起那个就有一个恩膏。
So I have learned over the years that there is power when you are together. It's not about the power in your words, however, it's the power in when you are together.
你知道好多时候在一起不讲话比讲话更有恩膏吗？
A lot of times when you are together, not saying anything is more powerful than you are speaking, but you are alone.
大家承认我讲的话吗？好多时候坐在一起不讲话比讲话更有力量。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
结果师母就跟我坐在一起。
So Susan came and sit with me.
那后来呢，我们就让他们讲他们的故事。
And then we asked the couple to share their story.
按照这个辅导的法则，你讲话你不要插嘴，你讲话你不要插嘴。
According to the rule of counseling, so when one person speaks, the other has to shut up.
好，这个弟兄呢，他那时候没有信主，他说，王牧师，那你做辅导，但是呢，你不要给我讲耶稣。
So this brother, he said, because he's not Christian at the time, so he said, okay, you can do the ministry, I mean, sorry, the counseling, but do not mention Jesus.
我说好，我就讲辅导。
And I said, okay, let's just talk about marriage counseling.
他们讲了一阵子，他说，你们两个人区别这差别这么大，怎么走到一起？
And then they start sharing, and then after that, he asked.How come you and Susan can, you know, go together since you are so different?
他说，当然他们俩的差别不大，走不在一起。
Of course, those two couple they are very similar in many ways. However, they cannot work together.
是同一个家乡出来的，各方面很相同，但是呢，搞不在一起。
Those they came from the same town, so they have very similar background.
那我他说，您能不能讲讲你们的故事？
And then he said, "Can you share your story instead?"
我说我要讲我们的故事，我就得讲耶稣啊。
I said, "If you want to hear my story, I have to mention Jesus."
他说好吧，那你就讲吧。
And then he said, "Okay, okay, yeah, you can share about your story."
我就讲到神怎么样带领我们啊，一系列的故事。
So I started sharing about how God, you know, like leading us.
讲了一下，我就觉得不对劲，怎么是我在讲我的故事呢？suppose 就辅导他们，让他们讲他们的故事。我说对了，现在不对了，我不能讲我的故事，我要听你们的故事。
And then later on I said, it doesn't seem right. I am here for the marriage counseling. I supposed to listen to their story. So I said, no, you have to share yours now.
他说不用，就是我们就要听你的故事。
And he said, no, we don't want to share. I want to listen to your story instead.
那我就继续讲。
So I continue to share.
我们讲了一阵子呢，他说我怎么觉得神和我们很近啊。
And then after I share a little bit more, and he said, how come I felt that God is very close to us?
那我说你觉得神如果很近，你如果觉得我们也强迫你的话，要不要接受耶稣？
And then I asked him, if you feel that God is close to you, and then I am not here to force you, do you want to accept Jesus Christ?
他说好啊。
And he said, okay.
那就接受耶稣。
And then they accepted Christ.
感谢主。这对夫妇现在都在主里面。
So praise the Lord, both of the couples are now in Christ.
我就讲什么呢？就是说，当我们靠着主进入合一的时候呢，
so,
有很大，我们称为一个器皿，可以承载主的能力、荣耀、
so,
他的爱。
When we are united together, we become a vessel for God's power, and God's power can be enormous to, you know, overflow.
我们的家庭。神要做这样的比我们更美好的见证。
So in our family God is able to manifest even more greater glory.
我们的教会也是同样，当我们愿意靠主联络的合适的时候，进来的人觉得你们这里有神的同在。
Same in our church, when people come, they will see that God is with us.
Amen. 好，我们一起来祷告。
Amen. Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美。
Lord, we praise you. We thank you.
主啊，这教会的合一，主啊，我们的合一对你来说是多么的重要。
So how important is to you that the unity in our church, in unity in our brothers and sisters?
保罗苦口婆心的来劝我们。
Just like Apostle Paul has urged us.
主啊，使得主我们知道非常的重要。
We know it is very important.
主啊，我们也知道有一个仇敌常常来破坏。
We also knew there is a Satan who is always there to destroy.
但是我们知道，主啊，你的力量够我们用。
But we know that your grace is sufficient for us.
主啊，我们也知道，主啊，使得主我们也把真理放在我们的里面，我们会按照真理行。
And we knew that you have already put your truth in us, and truth is always going to work.
主啊，你就让我们主啊联络的合适。
So help us so that we can be joined in the right way.
啊，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助。
So that each ligament will work together in its own way.
便叫身体渐渐的增长，在爱中建立自己。
So that in love the body can be built up.
主啊，我们相信你开始的工作必能完成。
We know that you will be able to accomplish the work that you have already started.
你在我们家里面、教会里面开始的工作也必能完成。
The work that you have already started in our family, in our church, you will be able to accomplish.
因为你是全能的神。
Because you are the Almighty God.
你是守约的神。
You are the covenant-keeping God.
你是创始成终的神。
You are the God who starts the work and you will be able to finish.
我们再次的把我们的家庭、把我们的教会交托在你的手上。
Once again, we give our church, our family into your hands, Lord.
愿你来工作。
May you work in us.
愿你做成你美好的工作。
May you accomplish the beautiful work of yours.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.